right. It's been a cold winter for much of this year. Brutally cold, really. But think about it this way. It's only for a few months, and it could be so much worse, and has been. Take, for example, 536 AD, when evidence suggests that the entire world entered a decade-long cold snap, replete with bubonic plague and even temple burnings. With us now is Colin Barris. He wrote about this global chill for New Scientist magazine, and he joins us from WUOM in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Welcome, Colin.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
So this is really an extraordinary piece. It had been known for some time that in the year AD 536, the sun had dimmed. Tell me about what scholars were describing then, would you please?
To begin with, we hear accounts from around the Mediterranean region of weather conditions going awry. But within a couple of years, there are historical references to this major plague, an early form of bubonic plague, which was killing maybe 10,000 people a day, according to some of these accounts. We have accounts of empires in China losing maybe 75% of their people to famine or something was killing these people anyway. Other accounts in Japan suggest things got very bad very suddenly. The mid-6th century in general just really wasn't a great time to be alive.
So these dire circumstances are happening in different parts of the world, Central America, China, Europe. And this had been known, as you say, from these records, and scientists set out to look for these physical clues. How did they do that?
Yeah, well, that's an interesting point, because with any historical account, there's always the worry that perhaps people were maybe exaggerating things. So what the scientists really needed was kind of an impartial witness to double check that things were as bad as they seemed. And they felt like using a technique that involves looking at the rings in dead trees. And when you look at these tree rings from the mid-6th century, you find that around this time, the tree rings are really very narrowly spaced, which really does suggest that conditions were as bad as these early scholars were suggesting. And that's not just in one isolated area. Everywhere they found this same pattern. So this was a worldwide prolonged winter period, really, when conditions were very cold and nothing was growing.
So as they're carbon dating tree rings from around the world, they think, well, there has to be an explanation for this. And the likely candidate is what?
Well, there are two potential candidates really here. One obvious cause of environmental catastrophes of this kind of nature is major volcanic eruptions. We know that these eruptions can have that kind of effect. A very famous eruption in the early 19th century led to a year without a summer.
So another possibility is Halley's Comet. Could you lay out the case for that explanation?
Right. Now, that's a really interesting one, because obviously when you think of comets, the only comet that really everyone's heard of is Halley's or Halley's Comet. And we know that the comet passed by Earth around the year 536, just a few years previously. And luckily for us, the Chinese were making a very precise historical record, and they reported that Halley's Comet was quite a lot brighter than normal. And perhaps that reflects the fact that Halley's Comet may have been passing a bit closer to the sun during this passing through the inner solar system than normal. And if it had done, it may have released more material. And if that material then rained down onto Earth, then it's possible that that could be responsible for this cooling period. And as things stand right now, it looks suspiciously like both theories may actually be correct. Both of these camps have been pursuing their lines of inquiry now for a few years, and they seem to be coming up trumps in both spheres.
Colin Barris, his article about the decade-long cold spell following 536 AD is in New Scientist magazine. Thank you so much.
Thank you.